He will be a staff for the righteous with which for them to stand and not to fall. And he will be the light of the nations and the hope of those whose hearts are troubled. All who dwell on the earth will fall down and worship him, and they will praise and bless and celebrate with song the Lord of Spirits. 1 Enoch chapter 48, verses 4 through 5. The modern world doesn't acknowledge, but is nevertheless haunted by spirits, angels, demons, and saints. In our time, many yearn to break free of the prison of a flat, secular materialism, to see and to know reality as it truly is. What is this spiritual reality like? How do we engage with it well? How do we permeate everyday life with spiritual presence? Orthodox Christian priests Father Andrew Stephen Damick and Father Stephen DeYoung host this live call-in show focused on enchantment in creation, the union of the seen and unseen as made by God and experienced by mankind throughout history. Welcome to the Lord of Spirits.
I feel like one of these days we should do like a cold open, you know, instead of, I don't know, what do you think, Father? Just like, you know.
I mean, it'll probably happen eventually that just we go live and don't realize that we're talking about something else.
It's true.
We've had the opposite.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Well, all right. Well, good evening,
everyone.
Wait for
everyone. A happy accident.
All of you, you giant killers, you dragon slayers, you warders off of the unclean.
Is you that are like listening. A warder off of the unclean? Is that like the guy who follows you around ringing a bell yelling unclean?
Unclean. Exactly. Yes. Followed by, you know, bring out your dead. Yeah, this is the Lord of Spirits podcast. That other voice you just heard is the very Reverend Dr. Stephen DeYoung, the Scourge of Semiramis. And he's with me straight from the swamp in Lafayette, Louisiana, where they are under 9 inches of snow for the first time in recorded history.
Yes.
What is going on down
there?
They're
probably all froze to death.
That's right.
They're cold-blooded. Like they're not prepared for this.
Frozen Cajun food. It's just not. It's not right.
Gator
sauce. Not right. Yeah. I'm Father Andrew Stephen Damick in Emmaus, Pennsylvania, where this morning it was, I think it was about 3 degrees, and I walked outside and my beard froze. But I am currently perched precariously atop the arcane tower of podcasting, hovering dozens of stories above a disused gateway to the underworld. And we are live.
Probably stop and dampening your beard before leaving the house.
I know.
That'll help keep it from freezing.
I know, I know. And if you're listening to us live, everybody, you can call us at 855-237-2346. You can talk to us, and we're going to get to your calls in the second half of the show. And our very own, our very beloved, our very powerful, Matushka Trudy the Tank Richter.
Newly promoted.
Calls. Newly promoted, yes, that's right.
She's queen of all media or something over there.
Something like that, yes. So I want to give a very mild parental advisory, everybody, this evening. We're going to be talking about ritual impurity in the Old Testament, among other things. So that's going to include a little bit of talk about bodily functions. Nothing explicit,
fluids.
Of course. Fluids, yes. Nothing explicit, but it will be mentioned. So there are some who say that the ritual purification theology of the Old Testament is one of those things that gets dropped with the coming of Christ. That the church is in no way bound by either its stipulations or its ethos. And some, seeing certain prayers or practices of the church that seem to be informed by this ethos, may even decry them as aberrations inconsistent with the New Testament. But is this true? Are all those Levitical commandments about uncleanness and ritual washings and so forth just obsolete? Didn't Jesus just cleanse the whole world and do away with all that? What do you think, Father Stephen? Did Jesus just toss all that to the curb?
No.
All right. Good night, everybody. It's been a while since I did that bit, so
yeah,
I figure I might as well do it once every few months.
Jesus didn't toss any stuff out.
Yeah, he's kind of like explicit about that, actually.
Yes. Not one yod or tittle, I believe.
Yod or tittle. I don't know. I like jot or, and tittle. It's very yeah. King Jamesy, you know? Yeah. So what are we supposed to do with all that stuff?
Was that Ghost Rider? What was that?
Negative Ghost Rider.
PBS childhood memories about it's like palabra jot.
Wow.
Spanish for words. For words. Mm. I don't know. Anyway. I mean,
yeah. Yeah.
If you were growing up in LA in the late 70s and you know what that's about, call us. Go ahead and call during the first half if you know the answer to that.
Yeah, go ahead. I'll be watching the lines.
Yeah, good. But only for that. Otherwise, you got to wait till the second half.
Yeah.
They'll try and Trojan horse your way in.
Whew.
Yeah, so nothing gets dropped with the coming of Christ. Nothing gets dropped in the New Testament. We need to get past that, right? Just get past that. There are things that persist in basically the same form. Like,
by the way, we just got a request, which is our YouTube guy Simon. He requested that if Trudy gets to be the queen of digital something, queen of media, he wants to be the Jarl of YouTube. What do you think, Father? Should we dub him the Jarl of YouTube? Has a nice little...
Has he drunk mead from the skull of one of his enemies?
Oh. Simon, you're going to have to let us know. Because I think
Jarl... That
very important question, yeah.
That's a basic qualification for Jarl.
Yeah. That's true.
But it has to be mead.
Yeah, absolutely.
Otherwise, you could just be a Bulgarian or something.
So, all right. Uncleanness.
Yes, but anyway, yes. So there's some things that persist, like the identity of God is the same in the Old Testament and the New Testament, right?
Right.
There are other things that are transformed by who Christ is and what he does, right? But nothing just goes away or gets trash binned.
Take that, Marcionists.
Yes.
Marcionites.
Lots of other crypto-Marcionites. That's what crypto-Marcionites. They're hiding it secretly.
Who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of Marcion? The shadow knows.
Well, he knows that for everybody, though. So, yes. So, obviously, our answer to that is no. But... obviously, also, this is one of those things that in certain ways gets transformed, in other ways persists in basically the same form more than you might think.
Mm.
So that's what we're getting into tonight. And part of this, of course, is that in general, folks don't have a good understanding.